There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request to that username. It will be approved. And then after that, you can easily call us via Skype. With you tonight in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Danica's going to tell us in a little bit about a lady who is in trouble now for braiding hair without a license. Or something to that effect.
Yes, without a license, effectively.
So we'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Also, in the first hour of the program, in case you're just tuning in, we talked about the not unexpected news from Reporters Without Borders that the United States has yet again slipped down the list of the press freedom rankings that the Reporters Without Borders releases yearly. Now at number 49 out of 180, down from number 46. Although across the board, apparently, most countries have dropped in their freedom rankings.
Two-thirds of the countries dropped.
Yes. Yeah, so
that doesn't mean that the other one-third rose. Some of them stayed exactly where they were.
Right.
But wound up moving up the rankings because their rating did not change.
Because others dropped. So we got into a lot of detail about that in the last hour. The link to the study is available on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can access those over at news.freetalklive.com. Be sure to follow us on whatever method of social networking is your preference. Now, Daryl, in related news, you've got a story about investigative journalists who are saying they're being watched here in the United States.
Yes. The story comes from the Washington Post, and it's about a Pew Research Center study that was done about a week ago. Investigative journalists often play a dangerous game, they write, working to publish things others would rather be kept in the shadows. And new research suggests most fear the U.S. government is keeping an uncomfortably close eye on them. Nearly two-thirds of investigative journalists who were surveyed by Pew Research Center and Columbia's Tau Center for Digital Journalism believe the U.S. government has probably collected data on their communications. The numbers rise to 71%. When they asked investigative reporters who cover national security, foreign affairs, or the federal government in general.
Now, is this just speculation on their part, or, you know, have they actually seen some evidence that some kind of government spook was in a car watching them with binoculars or something? I wonder what leads them to believe they are being watched.
For the most part, it's speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But the author says, are these journalists paranoid?
Yeah, that was what I was wondering.
Probably not. Thanks to revelations by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, members of the public and journalists now know a lot more about the way the U.S. government tracks digital footprints, including those of its own citizens.
That's very true.
And the Obama administration has overseen one of the harshest crackdowns on leakers in U.S. history.
Mm. Yeah, those they were supposed to be for transparency, weren't they?
Oh, all about transparency.
How'd that work out?
Yeah. Sent more whistleblowers to prison than all other U.S. presidents combined.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Charged three times as many whistleblowers with espionage than all other U.S. presidents combined.
Wow, he's got a whole 2 years to go.
Now, to be fair, the espionage crime under federal statute is only about 100 years old.
Okay.
And only three people before President Obama was inaugurated had ever been charged with espionage for being a whistleblower. Mm. And Obama has now charged either eight or nine people with espionage for whistleblowing. So, you know, the numbers are fairly small, but at the same time, you know, that's still three times more than all presidents combined before he came into office. The article here continues. It says, those people are the sources, those being investigative journalists, are the sources of, leakers, rather, are the sources of investigative journalists, and journalists have gotten caught up in the fray. Just ask James Risen or the Associated Press. Luckily for you, dear reader, reporters aren't ready to give up quite yet. Just 14% of members of the Investigative Reporters and Editors, which is a journalism nonprofit, have said that fears of digital surveillance or hacking have stopped them from pursuing a story, contacting a source, or leaving journalism altogether within the last 12 months.
So 14%, that's, you know, almost 2 out of 10 of them who have said there have been chilling effects.
Yes.
That's not good.
That's
no.
So sad that you're scared to do your own job, that you had some sort of, you know, willingness to do training mayhaps, that you just, you know, you're scared to do your job now. It's just so sad.
Right. That's like 1 in 7.5 journalists who in the last 12 months have said, I'm not going to pursue this story. I'm not going to contact this source. Or, you know what, I'm done being a journalist and just left altogether.
And how many journalists have had their jobs held at stake? If you don't find, you know, this good story or leak the story, you're out. You know, both conflicting sides.
The article continues and says, but nearly half did say that such concerns led them to change how they store and share sensitive documents. And nearly a third said it has affected how they communicate with other reporters, editors, and producers. However, hackers and electronic surveillance weren't the biggest barriers to investigative reporters being able to do their jobs. A huge majority, nearly 90%, cited decreasing resources in the newsroom as their top concern.
Well, budgets are being cut. In old media, newspapers, for instance, are having a very difficult time, and staff is, you know, there's an axe being taken to the personnel budgets in a lot of these places, and I'm sure that's not the only thing that they're cutting out.
Right. So one thing that I covered when I was talking about this on my podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, this afternoon,
download at fppradio.com.
There are things that governments do that indirectly cause the newsroom budget to wind up being cut.
Okay.
So taxes go up. In a lot of states, the minimum wage went up earlier this year. So when you're having to pay the paper boy more money.
That's true.
Well, all right. You know what? We don't need this part-time sports reporter. Danica, I know you normally cover the courts. But there's no court on Friday at 7 o'clock, so you need to go cover boys basketball, which means that Danica now has less time to accurately investigate court things,
right?
Because she's covering boys basketball, and you have other things of the sort that wind up spreading the staff thin to where they can't do a good job.
Well, I think that that's generally true. I don't think minimum wage affects paper delivery boys.
Well, it does when they can't pay them the minimum wage anymore.
No, I think that they don't get paid minimum wage. I think they get paid based per newspaper that they hand out.
It depends on the newspaper. I used to deliver papers when I was a teenager. So
did you get like a flat fee for the route?
There were a couple of routes that were a flat fee, and then we would get extras.
So it wasn't hourly, is what you're saying.
So on certain days there was hourly. That I can't talk
because you wouldn't
hourly.
You wouldn't want hourly because then the paper person's just going to dick around and not, you know, deliver things quickly.
Right. But if I'm getting $100 for delivering to, you know, 100 houses, I mean, you know, money to a teenager, that's a nice little extra set of money. And then if you sell subscriptions or if you sell subscriptions for Saturdays and Sundays, there's an extra bonus in there for you, too.
Sure. You get commission.
A lot of times what they'll do, and I've applied for like a newspaper sales job that I was told was a job and then wind up finding out that it's a commission thing that you sell, but we guarantee that we pay you minimum, but if you don't meet commission, then that's what you get. But we want you to make commission, so you have to sell above. And if you don't sell for, you know, X number of days, then we're cutting you. Same thing with paper delivery. It's like, all right, so, you know, here's what you would make if you deliver all of these in 1 hour. But if it takes you, you know, less time, then we still have to pay you for the 1 hour. So that there's all sorts of weird calculations to where it's a mandatory minimum, but we would prefer to pay you the commission to where you make more and it saves us paperwork somehow.
My favorite was when the customers would complain and say, my newspaper was found in the bushes and I specifically said to put it on the porch.
What, were they telling the truth?
Who knows if they were or not?
Well, you're the one who delivered it, right?
Well, yeah, but they can say whatever they want, and then I don't get credit for that paper.
Well, so, I mean, you didn't put it in the bushes, so right. They're making that up. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you were in the newspaper delivery business. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. Your comments on press freedom and how over time it seems to be lessening. That is kind of been the theme of the show thus far, but coming up, we'll talk about hair braiding, illegal hair braiding. That's what Danica has on the table here for tonight. And snow snitching is happening in Boston. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. And you've heard about Bitcoin. Maybe you've heard about blockchains as well. What's it all mean to you? Well, you can head down to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th, and you'll find out. Keynote speakers will include world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, and Charlie Shrem are many of the distinguished speakers that are still being lined up for the biggest Bitcoin event going, and it's especially so since the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will also be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future going even beyond Bitcoin, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars now, start making plans, and go get your tickets over at texasbitcoinconference.com. Use code FTL when you purchase, and you'll get a $25 discount off of the already affordable $150 admission price. Plus, when you use code FTL, another $25 of your admission will go to Sean's Outpost with your ticket purchase, and that means that the folks over at Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity, will be able to help even more people as they assist the homeless in North Florida. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go there. Get registered. Look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live again this year. We were there last year, and it was fun to be a part of. I think this year is going to be even better, because, you know, second year, you learn from your mistakes the first year, and I think one of the things that they are doing right big time this year is they're holding it in downtown Austin. Last year, it was kind of on the outskirts of Austin. This year, downtown at the Moody Theater, March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't forget to use code FTL as we continue here. Ian, Danica, and Daryl in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about press freedom, and Daryl, you've been telling us about journalists who are feeling like they are being watched, that the government is keeping an eye on them, and they're feeling intimidated. They're feeling like they can't even get their jobs done because of the cuts that have been going on in the newsroom. And I think, did we kind of get through most of that?
We got through this entire article.
That's what I thought. So we were talking about some of the difficulties of being a journalist today in an environment where the future is uncertain, especially of the mainstream media. We're seeing, of course, folks like Glenn Greenwald. He's jumped around. What was he? With Slate first, then with The Guardian after that, and now has launched his own website called The Intercept, and is still making headlines, making international news from his blog. And that seems to be the direction some people are going.
So let me ask this question. What distinguishes a blog from an online news source or an online news magazine or online newspaper?
That's a very interesting question. A blog is usually an individual's or an individual company's or whoever decides to use the blog readings of news or events going on, and I suppose that news would be something from an actual, like, large broadcast system such as ABC or NBC.
Is that how you see it, or are you interpreting how other people see it?
If someone would say, "Oh, I got this news from a blog," versus "I got this news from NBC," that's how I would interpret it. I would look at a blog and be like, "Okay, this is an individual's or a couple of people's opinions about something," versus an entire news station's opinion about it.
So that's your viewpoint. You're not saying that's what the average person thinks. You're saying you feel like blogs aren't news?
I wouldn't. No, definitely not. I'd say that they are certainly news, but blogs tend to be just on a much smaller scale, whereas news stations just tend to be a little bit larger. When you say scale,
do you mean the number of people visiting the website, or?
Right. It depends on the blog, because a blog can be a tiny baby blog and only reach a certain amount of people, or it may reach thousands of people, depending on how long the blog's been going, depending on what they talk about.
Right. Whereas, then you have websites like Freekeen that gets more fans on Facebook, and I would dare say probably more internet traffic than the website of the local newspaper in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, sure.
They have more fans on Facebook.
Oh, sure, definitely. But, you know, how long did it take Free Keene to get up there?
Not very long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the local newspaper's been around for, what, 200 and something years?
Something like that, yeah.
But Ian's also using more modern-day effective techniques to promote Free Keene and get out there, whereas the newspaper probably isn't doing so much.
Well, again, Daryl's incorrect in what he said. The newspaper does have more likes on Facebook, so...
Oh, I thought I had heard that Free Keene had more likes,
no,
or was
true.
Approaching their number of likes.
There was a time where we were within a few hundred, but they've widened the gap a little bit since
okay.
then.
Mm. Okay.
So, no, that's not the case, and the, you know, they get shared online, too.
Sure.
So, I don't really think that your definition is real... You know, you can't really put your finger on it, I guess, in that you're saying that you think there's a difference between blogs and mainstream media, and the difference is the number of views that they get. But there are some blogs that have more views than mainstream media. Let's take LouRockwell.com, for example.
Certainly.
That's one of the most popular libertarian websites out there. It ranks, I mean, if I were to pull up their Alexa ranking, it's certainly more likely that LouRockwell.com has a higher ranking than the Keene Sentinel does. On Alexa.com. Would that mean that Lou Rockwell is not a blog and it is now mainstream media?
No, not necessarily, because... but if I'm going to ask a random person in, let's, you know, say a small neighborhood in, say, New York, and I say, oh, hey, have you heard about the news on Free Keene? They'd be like, free what? And if I say, oh, have you heard the news on ABC? They're more likely to know what went on ABC News than they would be with Free Keene.
I'm not trying to say that blogs are mainstream media. I'm asking the question of what differentiates a blog from an independent media's website, and, you know, is everything
that independent media? What differentiates a blog from indie media? Is that what you're asking? Or did you just state?
No, I never tried to say that a blog should be considered mainstream media. Mainstream media is that you know, goes right down the... thing, and, you know, like they're towing the government line. That's
okay.
What mainstream media does. Independent
media.
Asking
what's the difference between a blog and Huffington Post? Like, is that what you? Give me an example of independent media.
Okay, so the Ridley Report is independent media. Huffington Post, to some respects, is independent media.
Okay.
The Intercept is independent media.
Correct.
But you called The Intercept Glenn Greenwald's blog, and I dare say that it's not just his blog. It's an independent media website.
True. He does have other bloggers there, or reporters, if you want to call them that, at The Intercept.
Right. So where do you draw the line between something that is a blog and something that is an independent media website?
I consider blogs to be independent media. I don't draw a line.
I consider it media. I guess it just depends on how many people are going to be working it versus just one blog versus like three people on a website.
So I'll explain why I take exception to the use of the term blog.
Okay, 855-453 is the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on what is media. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You dial toll free to bring up anything you'd like. We're talking about media and what defines a blog versus independent media versus mainstream media. You can share your thoughts. You're certainly welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. The us includes me, Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
Daryl is joining us courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. That's where you can go to get more of Daryl in written form. Also, order books with Bitcoin over at fpp.cc. You're a publisher, Daryl, and an editor. You, what's one of the more recent books that you've published?
The most recent book is titled How to Be a Hobo. It was written by Brooke Ouellette, who a lot of people in the Liberty circles would know as the Truth Fairy.
Oh.
She spent
that
about...
That last name doesn't sound familiar to me.
That's her real last name. She went by Brooke Kelly
for
a while.
Okay.
She spent 4 years living as a hobo, two of those completely off the grid, no cell phone, no identification, no documents at all. And she has, you know, just
a pair of fairy wings.
What's that?
Just a pair of fairy wings.
Actually, for most of that time, she did not have the fairy wings.
Oh, okay.
It was just her and the dog and a pair of overalls and socks.
Huh. Wow.
But she recently, you know, got off the streets and wrote essentially her memoirs about life on the road and how to get off the streets. And, she put a lot of her heart and soul in this book, and I wanted to help her get that out to a wider audience instead of just being an ebook. And it was published a little over a week ago.
Cool. And
that's exciting.
Grab a copy at fpp.cc and listen to Daryl over on his other website, fppradio.com. So we are talking about press freedom, and Daryl, you'd ask the question. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Can you re-ask the question?
Yeah, so you said that The Intercept is Glenn Greenwald's blog.
Yeah.
And I take exception to that term.
Okay.
And I asked, what differentiates in your mind a blog from a media site?
Nothing.
And Danica thought that I was asking what differentiated between a blog and mainstream media.
That's what I thought when you first asked the question.
No, so, media could be independent media, mainstream media, alternative media. And the reason I take exception to the word blog is because the federal government has recently been trying to define journalist for a Journalism Shield law. And Dianne Feinstein, who's one of the senators from California, said, quote, "I can't support it if everyone who has a blog has special privilege, or if Edward Snowden were to sit down and write stuff, he would have privilege. I'm not going to go there." So she only wants covered journalists, and they're trying to define a journalist as someone who, it's they're living, they're paid by someone else, so it would take freelancers completely
terrible.
Out of the equation.
So only if you're actually getting paid for it would you be considered a respected...
No, not just getting paid,
by
but if you have
company.
An employer that is media.
I see.
So if you own
control.
A media company, you're not media. If you're an independent journalist, you're not media. If you're a freelancer and you get paid by 10 different companies, yeah. You're not media.
So if that's the case, and so let's say I have a blog, and let's just say my blog is popular enough, I get millions of hits per month, I get lots of revenue from people clicking on them, I get money from advertisers, and that's how I make my living. I'm not considered a true journalist.
By their definition.
By the definition that they are trying to push through federal legislation right now, no, you're not.
Oh, that is so fantastic.
That's why I take offense to the word blog. I think that the only thing that is a blog is what the creator or the owner of the website considers a blog.
Mm-hmm.
So there are websites that I go to that they use, quote unquote, blog software. They're using WordPress. But they are not blogs, in my opinion, because the owners of the site don't consider them blogs. The reporters of the site don't consider them blogs. And the readers of the site don't consider them blogs.
Yeah, I guess, I never really thought too hard on it. Blog was just like Freekeen is a blog. It's it's blog style in that everything that's new comes to the top of the page and then gets pushed down. But it's also considered a news source by Google News, and we do break news on the Freekeen blog. I mean, I've never really thought, I shouldn't use the term blog because that somehow disqualifies us from being a news blog. I guess I don't have the same negative associations with the term blog. To me, it's all media. But what you're saying is they're trying to differentiate this.
Right.
But that won't just affect bloggers. It'll affect anybody who's an independent media
Certainly.
Person.
So,
right.
So consider this, Daryl. So the chat room spoke up and has a couple of ideas. One of them is that with crowdsourcing and the rise of the pro amateur class, what it really boils down to is it your job and are you being respected for it when it comes to having some sort of blog or news? What do you think about that?
Being respected by whom is my first question, because there's a lot of people that respect Glenn Greenwald, but there's a lot of people that despise the man because he's going against the grain. So, being respected, I don't really think weighs into whether or not someone's a journalist.
So would you say that it just really would it be a matter of who respects him versus how many people disrespect him? Let's say he has 2 million, lovers and 1 million haters. He obviously has twice the amount of haters, but is he still considered respected?
I don't know.
Who decides?
I would say what makes someone a journalist is if they, one, call themselves a journalist, and two, do journalist-type things. and journalist type things I would define as reporting on what is happening. And
can you be a journalist and be biased?
Certainly.
Okay, well, what about, I mean, this is a terrible example, but what about, you know, our very own James Cleveland that, you know, he was saying, hey, I'm exercising my freedom of the press and got promptly shut down for it because they didn't, a lot of people considered him not a journalist for what
right.
he was doing.
The cops didn't recognize him as media, and I dare say that the jury that he's going to be going to at some point in the future, they are probably not going to recognize him as media. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make James Cleveland not media.
Right.
So just because, you know, people don't recognize you as something doesn't mean that you're not it.
Well, and also, right, just because James didn't have an ABC News ball cap on when he was back there and a press badge hanging around his neck doesn't mean that, like, even if he had those things, the police may still very well have done the same thing.
Right, and Dave Ridley, who is, what, the number two news source as far as YouTube likes or subscribers New Hampshire. You know, he's gotten in trouble for filming at events where they're like, you know, you can't be here, media only. And he's like, I'm the number two, you know, video news source in New Hampshire. And they're like, well, you're not MUR, so get out of here.
Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He's in Illinois via Skype. Hello, Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, guys. I'd first like to address Emperor Feinstein-Patine. It sounds like she only wants individuals of the media to be they, them, those who are endorsed by government and have their nice little government permission slip, which
yes.
She's lost her damn mind. But the original reason that I called is you had asked earlier, what are some type of steps that people can do to create more press freedom? And it really only boils down to something that I believe it was about a year ago that I called in and mentioned. Individuals have to put their bodies against the wheels, against the gears, against the machine. And, you know, just like Savario had said in his speech, 40, 50 years ago, when the operation of the machine becomes so odious and makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, you have to throw your body against the machine. There has to be martyrs in order for it. People have to go to jail. People have to be, they have to be tortured in order to resecure these liberties that we have no ability to defend, because the media is not allowed to go out there with guns and protect themselves. It's just not happening. And the only way that we will gain press freedom again is if people get it's a sad state of affairs. Thank you.
Thanks, Liberty Phoenix. I tend to agree with that. Unfortunately, the path to freedom can lead through a cage. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733 or call in like Phoenix did there at username lrn.fm on Skype.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. It's working. Don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you'd like or a comment on the topic at hand, which is the media and definitions therein. What is the media? How does a blogger differ from a journalist? And should a blogger differ from a journalist? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I say there shouldn't be any difference. It shouldn't matter how small the person's audience is. It shouldn't matter their level of influence, how long they've been doing it. None of these things should matter as to whether or not they're considered a journalist, at the very least by the government. You as an individual can consider somebody whatever you want, and that doesn't matter. You can have whatever opinion of the host of Free Talk Live that you want, but we should have the same right as anyone from MSNBC or Fox News to access governmental records, to access governmental court procedures, and you know, have the ability to record them just like anywhere else. And I'm disturbed, Daryl, about this story that you're sharing from the Washington, D.C., that there's some kind of a hearing going on trying to determine what the definition of a journalist is. I'd like to actually like to know more about
that. Well, that hearing was actually in 2013. But they've had these hearings off and on every year or so when somebody has put forth a media shield law to try to define exactly what protections journalists have, who is a journalist, who is not a journalist. If, let's just say, Ian, somebody approaches you and says, hey, I know you right over there at freekeen.com, mm-hmm. and I've got some documents, and I'll talk to you as long as you keep my identity concealed. And, James Risen, who is a reporter for the New York Times, he was in jail over keeping secret one of his sources. And they were trying to force him to testify in court, and he was adamant that he would not. And that's after heroic. Several years, the courts decided, you know what, he's not going to talk to us anyway, strike him from the witness list.
So he's out of jail finally?
He finally is out of jail.
Wow.
And he's not going to have to give up his sources. So, you know,
but he is clearly
pressed. You know, New York Times reporter, clearly pressed. Nobody's going to deny that.
Yep.
But then it comes, Ian Freeman has a secret source. We're going to say Free Keen's not pressed, so therefore you can't claim, journalistic privilege, and we're going to make you talk. So they're trying to distinguish, you know, the who is, who isn't, what protections, et cetera. And then you've got Dianne Feinstein saying, you know, like, this shouldn't cover some kid with a blog. It shouldn't cover Edward Snowden.
So did a decision, was a final decision made on defining journalists, or was this just some sort of a hearing that never led to anything?
It's hearings on legislation, and none of the legislation has gone through.
Okay, so
that's
good.
But they keep having hearings, and they keep introducing bills, and you know, sooner or later, something is going to wind up going through as legislation.
Well, I suspect the ACLU will jump on that
certainly.
Once that happens, and hopefully they'll get it overturned. Now, at least here in New Hampshire, we've actually had fairly good, we've had good encounters to some extent as far as getting the alternative media here recognized as media. Daryl, you and I are both officially recognized by the New Hampshire justice system, or if you want to call it that, the Supreme Court and the subsequent courts, as being news media. You individually and me using the name Free Keen.
Actually, me through Free Press Publications.
Oh, you did use FPP for that?
Yes.
Okay.
In New Hampshire and Massachusetts, both.
Oh, right. Good for you. That's awesome.
So, and it wasn't hard to do either. I mean, it was just a matter of sending in a very easy form with the state, and then we renew it once a year. And that's it. So it wasn't a problem. They didn't balk. They didn't ask us for any kind of statistics or anything like that. It was just, we're the media because we say we're the media. And that's it.
And the form actually says that, you know, this grants you privileges and it eliminates the requirement to have to file the notice of recording.
That's right.
But there's still a lot of bailiffs in most of the courts that we go to that say, oh, no, you still have to go file this. And even here in Keene at the Cheshire Superior Court during Rich Paul's hearings, the judge actually said, Ian Freeman's the only person that can use any electronic device.
Right, I remember that.
Even though I have media registration, I was not allowed to take my cell phone in. The Keene Sentinel reporter actually had to keep his thumb turned on.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. Maybe I'm just misremembering, but I didn't realize that. Because normally in that court,
he had paper and a notebook, and then when he walked outside, he was able to open up the laptop and start writing.
It's ridiculous. Now, and normally in the courtrooms here in Keene, or at least in the district court, you're talking about Superior Court.
Right. This was Superior Court, and it was in the old courthouse as well.
In district court, you'll regularly see multiple activists just holding up a video camera in multiple parts of the room. So it's... That's like a demilitarized zone almost at this point for
and
news media.
Even during the Robin Hood trial in Superior Court, you had set up the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I then stood behind the camera because you were one of the defendants in the case.
Right.
And grumpy old bailiff Tebow came over and started yelling at me, you can't operate the camera. And I'm showing him my media registration form. And he said, I don't want to see that. Sit down. Yeah. You can't operate the camera.
Wow. So even your permission slip didn't work.
What did you do then?
I stood there and... You know, turn the camera on to him yelling at me.
See, that's exactly what I was talking about before and what Liberty Phoenix was pointing out, that when your freedom of the press is being oppressed by these government goons, the best thing you can do to preserve that freedom is to continue recording and call their bluff or force them to, you know, into a position where they'll go ahead and use force on you. So then they'll look bad. Then they look like absolute thugs in that case. And you called their bluff. He didn't do anything about it. You continued to record.
Right.
And everything was fine.
What baffled me the most was that he did not want to look at my media registration form. He was like, I don't care what you have.
Get your paperwork out of here.
He didn't like you for just whatever reason.
Well, he hates everybody. I mean, he's just an angry old grump.
Grumpy old man. Love it.
So there you go. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, I think media is just media. I don't think there should be any dividing lines anywhere. You can make your own mind up as to whether or not you respect a given media source. There's plenty of media out there that's not worthy of respect, but they're still media.
Right.
You know, they still should have the same protections. They still should have the same rights as anybody calling themselves a journalist or a reporter or a blogger or whatever term. So there you go. I think that's all that I've got to say about that. Did we cover the issue to your satisfaction?
We did. I look at the term blog when used by politicians and
pejorative
people
almost.
In the mainstream media. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, derogatory.
Hmm.
What about vlog? Do you find that derogatory?
That video log, right?
I want to, like, jab my ears with pins when I hear that.
Why?
What's wrong
because
with
it's an annoying term.
Vlog?
It's a video blog. What's your problem?
It's almost as annoying as the term vodcast. You can't just throw a
that's
V
a dumb
in
one.
Front of
yeah.
something and say, oh, well, it's a video. I don't have a Vooze paper.
Then it's
it's not a magazine. You can't
magazine.
Just put a V.
I've seen those before.
Video.
What, is it a live stream then, or is it a vodcast?
Yeah, podcast, that's kind of a pet peeve, a little, not a real pet peeve, but it's more of an annoyance for me, a podcast. People will use that term incorrectly very commonly, that they'll call the media itself a podcast, when in fact the podcast is the actual method of distribution for the media. If people call something incorrect long enough, it becomes that new term.
Right, like, how many times have people written articles about you or cited you in an article and put Ian Freeman, who hosts a nationally syndicated podcast?
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
yeah, that would be pretty annoying.
Or satellite. It's a radio show that also has a podcast.
I think the local newspaper referred to me as a satellite radio host recently as
yeah.
well. Which technically is not inaccurate, but it's also not the most honest description.
So we can't
right
start calling you Howard Stern then?
Well, right, I'm not on Sirius XM, but Free Talk Live is available on satellite via free-to-air satellite, which is available across the globe in a lot of different places, in Africa, Central, East, West, Central Africa, as well as across North America and Central America. But the average American certainly does not have any method of receiving those signals.
Right. They're like, what's a KU band?
Yeah. All right. So there's more coming up here. And Danica will be telling us about a lady who for a long time has been braiding hair. This has been her method of making money for herself and providing
yep,
a living.
It's her way of her living, way of healing, a way of teaching. And they are coming down on her for
yeah.
it.
Tell us more about it here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you?
Are you there?
Cheering crowd surrounds you, calling out your name.
Jay Gunn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.